أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير ثاني عطفه ليضل عن سبيل الله له في الدنيا خزي ونذيقه يوم القيامة عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت يداك وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had responded to some of the objections that the kuffar would have had with regards to the coming of Qiyamah, the resurrection, and matters pertaining to after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter established the qudrat, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the coming of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people once again that have disputed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an earlier ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about them saying that they follow shaitan. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ and from mankind, مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ is he who disputes with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any knowledge. وَلَا هُدًى secondly, without any guidance. وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ and thirdly, without any illuminating book, any illuminating kitab. When a person has knowledge, then that person is guided, or through guidance one will get knowledge. One will get knowledge via kitabs, via books. One will get knowledge. Sometimes intellectually a person is able to perceive something. Here with regards to these people, their perceptions are incorrect. There was no guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no kitab that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَ عِتْفِ that these are those people that turn their backs away. Turning their backs away means that they oppose whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ so that they may deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those persons who had brought iman in Allah, those who had been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these group of people have an objective, a sinister pursuit, and that is to turn those that are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away from the ibadat of Allah. لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to the consequences of their matters, لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ in this material world there is humiliation for them. وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will make them taste from the punishment that burns, in other words, the fire of Jahannam. In this world also, there will be total humiliation for them. On the day of Qiyamah also, there will be the azab of Allah. Then there, when they reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ that is because what your hand had sent forth. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not oppressive, does not do wrong upon His servants. Some have stated that Nadhr bin Harith, the person that raised these objections against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the likes of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed this ayah true with regards to his life. خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا that humiliation in this material world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Muslims that he was killed in the Battle of Badr, a death of total humiliation. He came out to oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came with vigor and all enthusiasm fighting against the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world showed the humiliation with him and the likes of him on that day of the Battle of Badr. And then of course in the hereafter, whatever will happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address all those that had tried to turn others from the deen of Allah, those who tried to oppose the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the azab is being meted out to them, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not oppressive to His servants, then it is natural that whatever the punishments be will be most suited for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.